Read the next item, and Charles is queued up here. So.
342, request of Charles Johnson to address council regarding tax equity and fairness.
Morning.
Good morning, Madam Parks Commissioner and fellow city councilors. Today is, I think we'll talk about the unusualness of the day first in politics news before we get into equity and fairness. Although we will say that we've just celebrated, I can't remember what it's called exactly, National Pay Equity Day. So I hope that we're working forward to a time when you don't have to get elected to office to get equal pay with men. It's still a tragedy that while we're giving rich people of any gender tax breaks, working class women are experiencing pay inequity. I know the city has taken some initiatives on that matter, but it's still not time for us to let up. However, rather historically, our junior state senator has said, it's not quite time for a woman to break the glass ceiling into the White House.
Not quite what he said.
First sitting United States Senator to endorse Bernie Sanders for president is Oregon's Mr. Jeff Merkley. And I think we have some Sanders enthusiasts among people who are running for election right up there among the five of you. So we look forward to some vigorous voter turnout. The ballots will be mailed soon, and they're due in on May 17th. As to other issues that are happening in our community, I have to address the police commissioner. There seems to have been a communications breakdown on how our brave, well-trained Portland police can boldly go into areas of the city, whether they're infested with armed gangs or whether it's a business meeting of the Citizens Review Committee reviewing decisions of the Independent Police Review. I hope that there'll be better communication between the police commissioner and the chief of police about what real safety for citizens means, so that we won't continue to see articles in the Oregonian saying that the Portland police system, according to the United States Department of Justice, is still infected with an adversarial, militarized culture. I've never seen Mayor Hale's magic wand. I guess it's not working, because I know he would like to have improved police-community relations, mutual respect on both sides, and effectiveness. So I look forward to a public session where perhaps Constantine Sevier, the mayor, the auditor, Chief of Police Day, can clarify about how vigorously the Portland Police Department is going to work on exceeding the standards set when the United States of America sued the city of Portland because of problems with our policing. Thank you all.
Thank you. Okay.